All right, today we learn Simen Chav Gimel. We come to the end of Hilchus Ishus. Simen Chav Vav is already Hilchus Kedushin. Hilchus Ishus, Simen Chav Gimel, talks about the Isser of Aitzar Zera Levatala. And I think, as with all parts of Torah, there are Kedushin that we're going to see. Sif Aleph, also Lahaitzi Shefa Zera Levatala. And then it quotes, I believe it's a Lashon HaZayar, actually it's based on a Gemara, the Shmuel Ben Gazayar. I think it's the Gemara Nida Daf Yudayz Yud Gimel. I'm just looking on the side. But Sefer HaZayar, actually this Lashon is Sefer HaZayar. V'avayin Zeh Chomer V'kal Averi Shabbatayra. Gemara Nida is a Lashon that it's Isser Misi B'day Shemayim. The Zayah says, "Avoin zeh chomer mekol aver shabatayra." Very big chiddush. The fikach laye adam dashme bifnim bezayra mebechutz. We know by Aaron Einon, they didn't want their wives to be pregnant, so they would dash bifnim bezayra mebechutz. V'lo yisaktana sheiner roy leilait. So that we're going to have to deal with separately. Shulchan Aruch seems to say it's also to marry a woman who's not capable of becoming pregnant. Let's begin with the beginning. So there's the Yisaidistik of Beishmuel here, Beishmuel Aleph, and it's significant because he's quoting the Sefer HaChassidim, not Svaras Atzmai. So he has a Shiloh. Let's say a man has a Kishoy and he's going to be Maitzi Zera Levatala. But he has an option. He could be Bayol, his wife, when she's a Nida, which is Issacharis. But there won't be Zera Levatala. So what should he do? Should he be Bayal, his wife? If Avoyin Zeh Chomer Mekol Averi Shabbataira, he has these two Averis in front of him. So L'chayri should choose the Avera of being Bayal and Nida. So says the Sefer
Chassidim. Nida is Koros, it's not Koros.
But it's Chomer Mekol Averi Shabbataira, it says.
Who isn't Koros?
Kol Averi Shabbataira sounds like all of them. Sounds like. And he says what you're saying. He says, Kosev Chalkas Machaikak, Bishem Sefer Chassidim, and Misiare, Shal Yikoshel Beisha Sishai Benida Chas Rishalom, Taib Loi Loi Tizera Levatala. Rak, he has to have a kapara, Yisana Mem Yoim, pretty big kapara, he got to fast 40 days, Vimei HaKayetz. Don't think he can get away with the Asar B'Tavis fasting in the summer. O Yesha Bekar Vimei HaKayetz, we'll sit out in the cold in the winter. Lefizeh, now this Lefizeh is what the Bishmul is adding. Mashkosu b'zayar v'kan davoy mitzizeh shuchvaser achomer mekol aveirais lav dafka. It's a chiddush. So this which just says it's chomer from all the aveiras in the Torah, lav dafka. It's not literally. It's not meant literally. Now it's a little problem to take a Shulchan Aruch and say that something it says in Shulchan Aruch is lav dafka. It's not such a dover pasha. The fact of the matter is, there are a lot of divrei chazal that use lishainos that seem to be guzmois lahalacha. So I didn't do a computer search, but a couple I came up with by myself. Three gemaras. One gemara in Erechin, which we're going to get to in our Shabbos learning of Erechin. Gemara says someone who speaks Lashon Hara, his Averis are like Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah. In the Darim Daf Mem, Kol Sheinem Mevaker Asachayla, Kilu Shefech Damin. Someone is not Mevaker, apparently Achayla, they should be Mevaker. He's a murderer. One minute. And the third one, Hakare Begoda Bechamazik, we're on Shabbos, Daf Kufay. Somebody rips Begodim in his anger, the Shailas of his Makalkal or Misakin. So the Gemara wants to say, Misakin who waits till Yitzra, calms him down. But the Gemara, yes, Hakare Begoda Bechamazik, Yei Beinecho, Kaivir Avaydazara. Someone who rips Begodim in his anger is like an Avid Avaydazara. So these three Gemaras compare Lashon Hara, Edim Mevaker Sachayla, and Kari Begada B'chamasai to the three Avairis HaChamurais. So I want to ask you, You think it's Yehoram Valyavar? These three Averis. You think it's Medulla? Yes, I know it's a Guzma. You think it's Yehoram Valyavar? These three Averis? I don't think so. I think anybody would say that it's Yehoram Valyavar. So it's clear that the Gemara, now to just say Gemara is a Guzmais, it's a very dangerous thing to do, because if one Gemara is a Guzma, then everything could be a Guzma. Then how do you know what's literal and what's not literal? It's a very, it's a tremendous challenge. The answer is, you really need Rishayim to tell you when something is a Guzma, when it's not a Guzma. You place him to tell you. Now, this Beis Shmuel, who says that Hitzah Zeras, Keneged Chomer Kal Ve'Erusha B'Taira, Lav Dafka, it's a halacha sefer, you know, it would be the Garden of Happiness telling you, not so terrible, so okay, you know, when you want to calm people down, you're talking in language. But this is a paiskin. A paisik. The Shulchan Aruch said, the Rabbi Shulchan Aruch says something, and the Beis Shmuel says, Lav Dafka. There is this Beis Shmuel, this Lav Dafka, is beferish in the Rambam. I don't know why he doesn't bring it. The Rambam in Sanhedrin, those of you learning Masechta Sanhedrin with the Daf, you get to Perek Zayin. In the Pirush HaMishnayis Laha Rambam, on Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalit, and I'm quoting the Rambam the way it's in our Gemaris. He says, Kvar Isiru Chachamim Ma'oid Al Hahirur, I'm being Mahar in Yonez Nus, V'chikum Nadvarim HaGarmin Oisai. Listen to what he says. Erichu Lashain, Chazal wrote long Lashainis, La'ayim ulahafchid esamak sha'asmei ledas v'amayti zera levatol. So Lashainis are written strongly, La'ayim ulahafchid. La'ayim, how would you say? To frighten. What? To threaten, to frighten. To frighten people. So the Rambam says, Erichu Lashain, La'ayim ulahafchid. Now, again, it's a little bit dangerous. Once you say it about one Gemara, you're going to start saying it about other Gemaras too. The answer is that we don't say about anything on our own, but the Rambam says it. So, the Rambam is saying that some Lishaynis of Chazal are not Dafka. Apparently, Loshim Guzmois. And okay, it needs a Bior. When do we have a right to say such a thing and when don't we? But Lamaisa, it says, it does say such a thing in the Beis Shmuel here in Halacha, and it's such a thing in the Rambam. And, what?
Did you say Amen Yavran?
Well, you don't say that this Aver is Yar Valyavar? Obviously not. Obviously not. Right.
Like
there's no dalat averus a chamor.
Obviously, it's not good.
A number of years ago, one of the young men here in the shul, I think today he's a grandfather, he was engaged at the time, and he came to talk to me. He was getting married. He was sitting in a plane to sit and cuddle for a while. So he came to me. He told me that he remembers in camp, he once embarrassed someone publicly. It was Malbim Chapenecha Verberab. And it bothers him his whole life that what he did all these years is bothering him. And he tried to trace down, and now he's getting married, I guess he's in a more serious frame of mind. He tried to trace back the young man to ask him for Mechila. He only remembered his first name. He called people from the camp. No, nobody remembers him. So he said, "I'm Abba Nechaveira in Lechel Kolayim Abba." So why am I bothering sitting Kailul? Why am I getting up to daven with Minyan in the morning? It's in Lechel Kolayim Abba anyway.
Not once.
So I took out the Rambam and I showed him the Rambam. Well, Tshuva doesn't have it unless you're Marat Nechaveira, right? Doesn't help them Nechaveira. I took out the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchis Tshuva brings the list of Elu Shein Lam Chayuk L'Alam Abba. And he lists Hamachana Shem L'Chaveirai, Hamad B'nei Chaveir B'Rabim, Hamavazah Tamidei Chachamim, etc. Hamavazah Samayadais, Hamachal HaSakachim. Then he says, Haragul Bohem Ein Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Haragul Bohem, he says, somebody who's Rogul in them, Ein Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Now where did he get it from? The Gemara just says, Hamavahamah Perechav Evarav Ein Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Vaistais, that the Rambam understood a certain element of Lav Dafka, or at least to qualify, maybe the Lashon Hamalbin he understood to mean he's Rogel Be'elu. But he says, what? Right, so we talk about how often is Harogel Be'elu.
Every 30 days.
So somebody wanted to say Harogel Be'zayis is Kashel Shitcha, or Chaim says once every 30 days. So you get once every 30 days to be modeled to Panecha Ve'Rabin. Check your calendar anyway. After 30 days. Now, you have to understand, it's never good to be modeled to Panecha Ve'Rabin. You just stay in Lechelek Olam Haba. The Rambam says there's only Haragel Be'elu. But my point is not this. My point is that a lot of the Lashainis of Chazal are strong Lashainis, are very, very powerful Lashainis, and it's very difficult to know when it's dafka and when it's lav dafka. So therefore what? What are you saying? Therefore it's asr. It doesn't mean ein lechelek l'olam haba. So because Aranino were killed, so that means that everyone's chayav misa for that.
Why would they kill them?
I understand. It's nobody claims that someone who does is chayav misa when he's still a cop, when he's still in his younger years. Obviously, there are cheshbainis. Why in aveira? You're right. When you mention aveira, that's talking of makar. The so-called Dava Hamarum is the Torah of it, but so.
This comes up used by the rhetoric and daily announcements. Sometimes the rhetoric is also like
the rhetoric. I can't answer you. The rhetoric of contemporary announcements are usually not written by the Talmidei Chachamim.
Right.
And I've had the experience where I agreed to sign something if the language was changed, and it wasn't changed. And It's the hotheads. When somebody does something, l'shem shamayim, you're in big trouble. Because if you do it for yourself, you do xyavi etzahara, so there's some limits. But l'shem shamayim, there's no holds barred. Anyway, it's a very important. The Beis Shmuel is an important thing. I don't want to.
So what's the tshuva, Rebbe? What's the tshuva for
Motzi Zeralabatala? So I'll explain. I want to get into that. Yeah. So the Ayin Maduri Kama doesn't change any of this. In the Maduri Kama, it says Tuturutzim, and he took it out in the Maduri Basu, the second terrace. He stayed with Lav Dafka. So for Keret, the Mefarshim bring the Maduri Kama, they use it to stress what he's saying. And it's not going to change this. The point here is that the Beis Shmuel says Lav Dafka, and it's a Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. Now, yeah.
In general, I'm the opening, is it valid to look at the Homer, the Onesh, to go backwards to the Homer of the faith based on the Onesh?
It seems that way. The Rambam, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that a person should measure the chaimer of a mitzvah or averus, but the Rambam says that there is such a thing that inati edem an schar shel mitzvah. It says you don't know, but the Rambam says that the einish is an indication. This Beis Shmuel is important. Beis Shmuel, especially with young people, the idea of the Chaimer of Yitzhak Alav Atala that the 8th grade Rebbeim seem to have a habit of talking about, it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, especially for youngsters. Some have no Nisayon, some have a big Nisayon, some have a medium Nisayon. It's a very big difference. And it does drive a lot of young men to depression when they hear the extreme statements of it. And recently, Klal Yisrael never put out like Svarim on this topic. It was always the topic was dealt one-on-one. And recently, there's been an abundance of Svarim put out on the topic. And, you know, it's a big mitzvah, so they send it out for free to people. And I remember they sent a case of it to Camp Aguda, and I told them to put it straight into Seamus, not even to open it up. Because my Kabbalah from Rav Palm is that it's something to deal with, especially with young people, one by one, not to make statements. If you make a very charmatic statement, and the sincere boys, the OCD inclined young men, become sick over it, become depressed over it. On the other hand, those who don't have the nesayin, you wake them up to the nesayin. You start describing it, and then you wake them up to it. So it's not it's really not a good thing. And I find myself showing this Beis Shmuel to a lot of young men to tell them this idea that even though it's beferish, it's still lav dafka, even though your Rebbe said it, but my Rebbe said it, but it's still lav dafka. How can you say lav dafka on a mechaber and shulchan aruch? Beis Shmuel could do it. I can't do it. Beis Shmuel could do it. And as I said, it's a Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos. So this is what it says. Now Rav Moshe has a technical kasha, and I have my own technical kasha on this Beis Shmuel. Rav Moshe is older than me, so he'll go first. Rav Moshe says, what's the hava mina? That to be save yourself from this aveira, you can be vayol and either. The woman has no heter to do that aveira. Even if you'll say the lashon is dafka, and for the man it's kedai, but that doesn't help. For the Isha, it's still lost. So she's not being nishal in anything. She's asleep. Okay. When it's mutter, you see. Yeah, understand. When the Torah is matir, I'm asking. When you're doing one aveira over another aveira, okay. You know, the rule Taisus says on Daf Gimel and Shabbos that you don't say nichalei for a chavit to do an aveira kala shleivachay be'aveira mitzvah when the other person brought it on himself. You don't say it. The other question I had is this: why does he say yisanida nishay shesish? Why does he say it's a lav? Why does he say it's a lav? Can be by a guy. A guy, there's no dina nida. Pasha, there's no dina nida by a guy. So to save himself, zev toy can be by a guy. Why does he say Eishasish and Nida to Isurei Karis? What? No, he's saying you wouldn't be Bael and Nida and Eishasish to save yourself. But you would be Bael and Isalav to save yourself. Like, he should have said Rubusashmina, that even Isalav you wouldn't do to be Matzal yourself. So it's a very difficult. I don't understand why he picks Eishasish and Isanida. And look, the Chachma Sadam brings this. Brings both the Sefer Sidim and the Beis Shmuel, but he also says it's Eishasish and Isser Nida. I don't understand. Does he mean to say Isser Lav? It's Kedai to be Oda Isser Lav. It's very difficult to understand.
There was a Machsefer Chassidim who said that you're allowed to do it, not to have.
He says you're not allowed to. He says you're not allowed to. He says you're not allowed to do it. You should better be Aitza Zerah Levatola than to be Aitza.
Yeah.
Rather than those two.
Maybe put the
Palav. Maybe you're allowed to be Aitza Salav. I don't think so. The young man comes and says, you're Michshel, you tell him, quick, go. There's no such thing. It's a double pella.
Maybe in a certain way, the Lav is less with the Nachris. It's a smaller Issa. But like in the
Tzuah
Sadrava, maybe it's worse.
So I agree. So why did he say so?
So if you wouldn't do it for Anita, you certainly...
For me and Bivayla, neither Bivayla, Allah.
You
wouldn't do
Anita to avoid Shabbat Zara. Certainly not
going to use... No, that's not true. This Salav is not a Kavachayma for Mr. Karras.
I'll say
Salav
is weaker, but I mean, when you
Tzuah,
it's worse.
So Pnuya Tahira. Okay, Pnuya Tahira. If no Torah is less than it's a lot. It tells me to be a
lot.
Okay, now, God has a sense of humor. Rabbi Shalom does this to me all the time. Yesterday we were learning Erechin. The last words were the words Ner Yisrael. We call something Ner Yisrael. So someone mentioned there was the yard site of Rav Kornglass yesterday, the Mashgiach Ner Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu always does. Now I came to Simchat Gimel naturally. I didn't do anything. And today is the first day of Shoivavim. We are by Berech Sidim. This is the 6 weeks that they have some sort of focus on this Aveira to do Tshuva during Shoivavim. So I looked around. Shoivavim is attributed to Talmidei Ari. I don't know why it says Talmidei Ari and not Dei Ari, but it's attributed as a time to do Tshuva for these Aveiras. So it says a lashon to fast 40 days. Right? He brought to fast 40 days. Fast 40 days, you fast the days of Shoivavim. Now, it doesn't fit exactly. It's not 40 days. If you exclude Shabbos, 6 times 6 is 36. It's not quite 40 days. You have to exclude Rosh Chodesh. So I'm not sure where it comes to 40 days. Also, it said 40 days b'nei hakayitz in the Beis Shmuel, not b'nei hachayrif. But al kaponim, this is the idea. So look, where is Shoivavim brought in Teres HaNigla? There's a Magen Avraham, Seisim in Tuf Reish Pehe. The Magen Avraham, at the end of Tuf Reish Pehe, that's right before Hilchas Purim, the last Magen Avraham before Hilchas Purim, he says, Bishana Mu'uberes, Noyegin Lotzum Shoivavim Teis. Shoivavim is Shmai Svei Rabbi Bishalach Yisrei Mishpatim. So those are the 6 weeks of Shoivavim. Teis is Truma Tetzaveh. So the Magen Avraham, he doesn't bring the minig of Shoivavim. He just brings the minig of Bishana Mu'uberes, Noyegin Shoivavim Teis, the first Shoivavim Teis. V'yei Shoivavim Gam V'yakol Pekudei. So like it extends. So actually it says in the Prima Gadim that the minig is really to fast on Thursdays of Shoivavim. When Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat come out on Thursday, so they add Vayakol Pekudei to compensate for the two Thursdays. But it's not actually a fast of 40 days, it's a fast of 6 days or 8 days if you count days. And it's, to me, it's something of a chiddush that it's only brought in. It's only brought in the Magen Avraham legabe Yeshanah Muberes. He doesn't say anything about a regular year. The Prima Gadim brings it's like Gam Yeshnai again on a regular year to Pravish Shoivavim as well, and it's a time to focus on it. Now there in that discussion, there's a host of Maror Mekaymis, both in Chassidish Svarim, we'll talk about Shoivavim more, and in other Svarim that talk about the Kapara for this Aveira. And come out, all of them talk about Limud HaTorah as being a Kapara. In the closing of Gerebin, Divrei Yatziv, yes, Tshuva Svarim, Chelekei has a piece on Shoivavim, where he brings a list of Maror Mekaymis regarding Shoivavim, and he says that either fast or learn two dafim of Gemara, Rashi, and Tosis with Tosis, two blot a day. With so some people would rather fast, and some people would rather learn two blot. But he says either two blot Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, or five blot with the rush. So it depends which mesechta. Certain mesechta is very little rush. Like if you learn Masechta Saita with the Rosh, you don't got to do anything. So it depends really what you're learning. But he brings this Tzadik and Tzidka Tzadik, both in Tzadik Zayin and Kuf Ches, in these two places, brings that Derech Klal Limud Torah is a Kapara. He says Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin is going on this, what they call the Chet HaYadua, on this type of Adera. When they bring from the Arizal, that from the Zohar, they bring the Lashon HaZohar, this Aveira has no tshuva, so whoever quotes it is sort of upset with it. There's no Aveira that has no tshuva. The Rabbi Yaakov Emdin has a sefer called Matpacha Sefer. It's not republished because he says a lot of very controversial things there, but he writes himself, he had a lot of flack. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin is the most incredible person. He fought with everybody. Rabbi Yitzchak Eibshitz is well known. And he put out, of particularly interest to me, he put out a sefer on Digduk against Rav Zalman Henna, was the Baal Digduk of his generation. And Rabbi Yaakov Emdin disagreed with him fiercely on a lot of things that he wrote in Klalei Digduk. So he has a sefer, Lukutei Eresh. Erish Losin Harisha Sefer Seinu. Lukutei So he writes there in his introduction that I had this sefer b'ksav for a long time. I didn't want to publish it. He said, but then I see people say I'm a bal machlokes. They say I fight with everybody. I fight with Yonasan Eifshitz. I fight with the Zayar here in Batachas Seifrim. He said, I got in a lot of fights. So in order to show everyone that I'm right in all my fights, everyone knows in Digzik I fought with Rabbi Zalman Hennes. I'm publishing this, like, to show everyone exactly why it's so strange. He was so innocent in his things. And I want to show everybody that when I argue with people, I have a makar. So he published it, Le Siknasai, the Sefer, and the descendants of Rabbi Yaakov Emden recently republished it. Rashi Bix Mishpacha recently, about 10-15 years ago. And it's fascinating. If you're interested in Digzak, it's just fascinating. He goes through Reb Zalman Hennes Siddur and all the places he argues. It's incredible. It's just one of my favorite topics, but it's not everyone else's favorite topic, so I won't go through it. But Reb Zalman Hennes once met Reb Yaakov Emden. They fought fiercely. Reb Zalman Hennes was much younger. And he's a controversial figure till today. All of Reb Zalman Hennes tikkunim, a lot of the Balei Digduk today hold he was apikairis, and there are great people, including my Rosh Yeshiva, who held that he was right. Most of the things he disagrees with, Asadurim follow him. But Prima Gadim calls him Hamedagdik HaYadua. So they write, the Reb Zalman Hennes writes that he was in Amsterdam, Reb Yaakov Emden was there, and he was there to meet him. So he met him, you know, like they're going to make peace. So he said that I met him, and our whole meeting dissolved into a fight about the word in Uvalitzian, in the Tatani Rucha, or in the Tolasni Rucha. Some Siddurim have one, some the other. So he said, we weren't able to get that to substance because we got into this argument if you mean the Tatani Rucha and the Tolasni Rucha, Shemas Basrei Kazi, right there, the Karash Gadol. So we couldn't. So he writes what the argument was. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes about the same meeting. They're like two different meetings. Each one describes, you know, he writes that I told him a few things and he couldn't answer me. He was my... Anyway, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Pachas Seifrim takes the Zayar to task in a lot of things that it says. And one of them, he says that this Aveira has no tshuva. So he says, what are you talking about? How could someone write such a thing? He says, also have tshuva. So he's very upset by it.
It would seem that
so Reb Tzadik, let me just finish. Reb Tzadik writes in Kuf Ches, in Sikas Tzadik, sort of to explain the Zayar, that the Zayar only says, Ein le tshuva b'leiv. Having charata alone is not enough. He says, tshuva b'mayach, which he defines as limud ha-Torah, he says, limud ha-Torah is a kapara for this. And there's a letter from the Gra, which was printed in the old Sidurei HaGra. I think I have one at home. The old Sidurei HaGra had a letter printed where the Gra said the same thing, that Limud HaTorah is a tikkun for this Aveira. And there's a Hezra Adavar in the Lumdis of Kabbalah, if you could say such a thing, that Limud HaTorah, there's a whole host of Maramakaimis that say this. There's an interesting Stipler. The Stipler has a few tshuvas on this topic. The tshuva writes, Chas v'sholem to have taneisim, to have sigufim b'zman hazeh. It says, you want to be mitzar yourself. So he says, learn a few dafim of Gemara, Chazara, that you know very well. So it's a big tzar to Chazar over Gemara, focus on a plot that you know. So it's Chazar, a few plot Gemara that you know very well, so your yaitz is a sigufim. I find the plot Gemara I can't figure out to be much more painful. You know, the first few plot of Merubah I would rather learn than if I had to be mitzar myself. But the but at any rate, they write that Limud HaTorah is a kapara. There is a Biur Hadavar, which I heard from one of my Rebbeim. In the Kabbalah image of the Sheish Sfirais, the Sheva Sfirais. The Sheva Sfirais, as you all know, thanks to Sfiras Aimer, we know that that is Chesed, Gevura, Tferes, Netzach, Chai, Yisayid, and Malchus. The seven spheres of the Midas, Kaviyachol, that the Rabbanu Shalom has in the world. The seven spheres in the imagery of the pictures of a human being, the right hand is Chesed, and the left hand is Gevura. Lo'ilm Yehei, Smael Daicha, Yemin Mekareves. The Yemin is a simon of Chesed, of Avraham Avinu. The Sheva Shviz is not connected to Sheva Sviras. So Chesed is Avram, Gevura is Yitzchak, and Yaakov is Teferis. Teferis is the combination, is the MS of Chesed and Gevura. So the right hand is Chesed, the left hand is Gevura, and Teferis is the Guf. That's Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Then come Moshe, Aaron, and Yosef. So Moshe is the right leg and Aaron is the left leg. The two of them work together. One leg, God forbid, without another is not so useful. So Moshe and Aaron are Teferes, Chesgur, Netzach, and Hoid. We know Aaron is Hoid and Kuna is Hoid. And Yisayid are the Evorei Atashmish, the reproductive organs. Are Yisayid, just like the two arms and the body in between, the two legs, and the Evorei in between. That's Yosef HaTzadik, who had the Nisayin of Eishes Pei Tiferach, as I'll say, Yatza Zera Mibain Tziparnei Etzbaisa, whatever that means. And Malchus is David HaMelech, that's the head. The last meat is Malchus, so that's the head. This is the image of the Sviros that's prominent. Now, it's Chesed Shebechesed, Gevura Shebechesed, each of them has subsets. In Chesed, in Malchus, again, you have, I'm just repeating the technical words, I don't have Havana in the deep Kabbalistic ideas, but the words I can repeat. In the Midas of Malchus, it's the same thing. The right eye, within the head, you have Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, etc. So the right eye is Chesed, the left eye is Gevura, and the nose in between is considered to be the Emes L'Yakov. The significance of that, not for now. Then, the right ear and the left ear are Teferis and Netzach, and the pair is Netzach and Haid, and the pair is Yisayid. The same image. And the Malchus is the brain, is the head of the head. That's the. So the point is that in Malchus, the mouth is Keneged, the Yisayid, the Etzem Yisayid, just like we say that human being is a Shutuf HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maaseh Bereishis by reproducing, the same thing we say that with the mouth, the person, the human being creates, the mouth creates, Hashem created the world, the way it's, we're told, is with Amira, with the Peh. So the Peh creates, and the Evorei Atashmish create. Is this of Zera Levatol? Is this of Devarim B'Telem? Of Devarim B'Telem with the mouth? So the mouth in Malchus is Keneged the Yisayid, and that's the explanation that Tzadik is saying that the Kapara for an Avera that's done with Yisayid is Yisayid Sheba Malchus is the Limratar. So this is the basic, the form, the technical form of it, the Kabbalistic ideas behind it. I'm not at liberty to divulge in public, especially because I have no idea what they are. Yeah. But this is the form, the idea that the pair is connected these types of Averas.
Why not Tefillah, Rabbi?
What?
Why not Tefillah?
I don't know. I don't know more than this. I can only tell you what it says.
Well, can I ask you?
Now, there is one Mishnah Berurah. One second. There is one Bir Halacha Mishnah Berurah on this topic. And that's in Hilchos Tainis, in Tafresh Ayin Aleph. The Bir Halacha you can look at. In the Mishnah Berurah, he brings an idea that I mentioned in the past called Tainis Arayvid. The Tainis Arayvid, he doesn't call it Tainis Arayvid. But there's something called Tainus Arayvid. Tainus Arayvid is that when the Arayvid writes that when a person is not on the Madrega of a is not on the Madrega of Tanesim, so the Tainus Arayvid is to refrain from something. To refrain from something. Rav Schwab brings, that's where I saw it the first time. In other words, you're not going to fast, so you don't eat desserts, let's say. Or don't eat, take one meichel that you don't eat, I was makabel with broccoli for my whole life. I'm not makabel. So, but that the Mishnah Berurah calls it doesn't say a food. The Mishnah Berurah's lashon is be'emsa achila limshaych. I think limshaych yadav to stop yourself in the middle of eating. Limshaych yadav is something you have a desire for, either in quantity or in quality. And he says that's the segufim of taneisim bisman hazeh. Is that is the tainus arriving?
Shari Tshuva calls it.
Shari Tshuva calls it as well. Okay.
Shem
arriving. Okay. So I don't know where is it the Kesuvi arrived, but this is the idea for a kapar.
Rebbe.
Okay. Yeah.
Rabbi Yaakov Emden.
Yeah.
Did they create this on themselves, or they had rebbes?
Zalman Hanra. You have to understand. If everybody thing would have been peaceful with Digduk, we would have very few Svarim. There aren't Sifri Digduks. They were passed down. Baruch Hashem, Zalman Hanra of Yaakov Emden fought. Zalman Hanra was a prolific writer. So we have written, we have their dispute, but by learning their dispute, we learned the Klali HaDigduk. Where are we supposed to get Klali HaDigduk from? We don't have Digduk Svarim from the Kadmainim. It was all passed. Digduk was learned by learning Chumash, by learning Navi, and learning Suvim. That's how you learn Digduk. You look how it's used in turn Vimik Suvim. So Baruch Hashem, they fought, so we have Svarim. We have Svarim. What? Rashi writes things about Digduk,
yeah.
But no one has a clue. No one has a clue. One of my favorite Digduk things I like to tell the little boys in Shul, and tell my grandchildren, is, and you should have heard it from me, is that the Shoyrish Shlach, Shin Lamed Ches, when there's a Dagesh in the Lamed, it's called Binyan Kaveh, when there's a Dagesh in the Lamed, it's a one-way trip. And when there's no Dagesh in the Lamed, it's sending someone to come back. Every parasha in the Torah has a word, Shin Lamed Ches. I think every single parasha. And it pretty much works all the time. Shaleah Teshalach HaSoein is a Dagesh in the Lamed. Because when you send away the mother by Shloch HaKein, you're not sending her to come back. By V'yishlach Yaakov Malachim, there's no Dogesh. Because he sent them to come back. Or Shlach Lecha Anoshim Pasha Shlach, there's no Dogesh. It's one way. You know, typically in Binyan Kavi, there's a Patach under the shin. So I told this to my grandson when he was a little boy. I told him this. You know, he loved it. So his Rebbe said, where'd you get this from? You made it up. Where'd you get this from? You make up things. I told him it's a Rashi and Chumash. It's a Rashi Parshas Nayach VeYishalach HaSayayna. It bothers Rashi. Why is it VeYishalach HaSayayna? Yaina came back. So Rashi has a big kasha. There's Dagesh in the Lamed. Now, if you read the Rashi the way we read it, it's not readable. It says Ksiv Shin Lamed Ches V'Lay Ksiv Shin Lamed Ches, because he sent the Yaina, it shouldn't come back. So it says Ksiv Shilanachas. You can't read it. The original Rashi, there were nekudas there. Ksiv Shalach, like Ksiv Shalach without Dogesh. So I think in the new Mansko Chumashim they fixed it. They put it out that way. Probably a lot of the new ones. That's a Rashi. Well, in Shmeis this week there's a Rashi on being covered, being kal on the Mialdos. The Digduk Rashi. Okay, he says, when can you tell when the Yaldais is a lashon of a woman giving birth, and when does it mean a midwife? So Rashi says, when it's binyan kal, it's a woman giving birth, and it's binyan kaveh, it's a midwife. That's what Rashi says. He brings other examples. Remember, I think he brings shin beis reish l'shaber. He says shaber with a beis, patach under the shin. Shaber means to totally destroy,
shatter,
and shavar. Without a dagesh and with a shva, needs to just break, to crack it in half and break it. It's a Rashi. Chalitza, the same thing. Chalitza's hanal, taking off a shoe, there's no dagesh in the lamed. You take off a shoe, you put it back on. But when it, by tsaras, by chalitza's havanim from the building, there it's a lashon kaveh. There you take it out, you don't put it back. It's like a one-way trip. So how did I get into this? But anyway, this is one of my favorite topics. But anyway, so they argued about Digduk. Baruch Hashem, we have some place to look for things. It'd be interesting. Okay, I saw the Luach Eresh. I saw in the second-hand Sfarim stores They were selling a copy of the one that the Rabbi's Mishpacha put out, so I quickly bought it because I doubt they're going to reprint it. There's not a large, a great demand for it. And if you can get a hold of one, it's beautiful because they put it out. They put out both sides. They put out Rav Zalman Hanna's writings, the parts that Rabbi Yaakov Emden argues, and they put Rabbi Yaakov Emden. They have every time footnotes to show Rabbi Yaakov Emden is right. But the rule is, whenever Rabbi Yaakov Emden is obviously right, there's no footnote. When he's not obviously right, so they had to put in a footnote saying, no, he is right. But, okay. A different topic. I'll hang up the sign. Shir on Dig Dug Rav Zalman Hanna. We'll see how much of a turnout for you. Most things follow Rav Zalman Hanna. Most things, not Shlonah, Shlonah, but most other things. Okay, so they published it with a new print of Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Siddur. There's two volumes. First time is Rabbi Yaakov Emden, because the Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Siddur that's popular is not all Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Over the years, they put in Rav Shlomo Kluger's writings. So his descendants put out a true Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Siddur, which has less. And then the Luach Eresh is volume two of the set. It's either blue or purple or cover. I can't tell the difference, but it's a bright color. Okay, getting back to Sif Aleph. The end of the Sif, Lo Yisa Ketana. Now this is a problem. Not that I know anybody who wants to marry a Ketana, but what does it mean, Lo Yisa Ketana? In context, it's saying, Kilo, it's an Aveira, Zero, Ratzolo, to marry a Ketana. Why are you marrying a woman? What? How did great people marry a Ketana? Okay, good. So, and not only that, but if we understand it, so if someone's marrying a woman and she plans to be on birth control for the first year, sometimes you marry a woman, she's finishing medical school, or she's in a situation where she wants to wait a year, so it seems that it would be awesome for this. So the Beis Shmuel, again, this time it's Sukkot Beis, Loisa Ketana, Ladas HaRav Ramah, Shekosa B'Sif Hei, B'Shem Taisis, the mutal mishamish in ketana, like custom to pligi. The Rama is going to say you're allowed to be mishamish with a ketana. Sarach loy mahad loy se ketana haynu bittul puravu. Loy mishum aitzar ezel lavatala. Mishamachi nasa ketana mutal mishamishima loy kebach the custom to pligi. The Bach understands it as shaylo ezel lavatala. He says not true. It means you're pushing off puravu. So for that he's saying that it's awesome. The times the Sifkat and Aleph on the bottom. Lo Yisak Tana Zeino Yela Tzad Chumra Avo Medina Shari. Here you have in one Sif two things it says that the saying is Lav Dafka. The Beshmol said the beginning is Lav Dafka, and Lo Yisak Tana the Taz says Zeino Yela Tzad Chumra Avo Medina Shari. Daminan the Gemara says Gimel Mishamshes B'Mayich, and one of them is Ketana. So you see a lot of Mishamish with a Ketana. Because of a rush, and nishkach is it. The mutla shamish and maktana. Maktana, muberes, and minekes. Okay, machinami. Why lai bihamishu muberes? It must be. If it's us puru revu, then it makes sense. That is. So al kaponim, this is sifalf. This is the thing. Now there is a lot written about the halacha of a woman in the din of Mezer Levatal. It's a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, Rashi and the Rush against Taisvis, about whether a woman is mitzvah in the Isra of being mashke zera. The Gemara says, Gimel Mishamshes B'mayich, and it says that it's also otherwise for a woman to be Mishamish B'mayich, because she's going to, it's hashchasa zera on the husband. Gimel Mishad 3, who it's a sakana, allowed to be Mishamish B'mayach, but otherwise is the Issel Mishamish B'mayach. So the Machlek is there, Rashi and the Rush against Taisus. Rashi and the Rush say, the Gemara is talking about a Mayach Kaidim Tashmish, putting something in before Tashmish not to become pregnant. But La'achar Tashmish, for a woman to clean out the Zera, sticking a Mayach to absorb the Zera, so they hold his mutter because a woman is not Mitzvah in Puru Revu. And Taisus disagrees. Taisus says not true. A woman's not allowed to be mashkis the zera of a man either. And some other Rashi and Taisus, if it's mutter, and it's nageya dashchasa zera of a man. Now, what's interesting is that it's brought in halacha. This idea is brought not so nageya la halacha lemaisa for most people, but it is brought in a number of places in halacha. Mashiach comes, it's going to be very nageya. I'll tell you why. A man who becomes a valkyrie, a man who's mighty zara becomes a valkyrie. So he goes to the mikveh, and that night he's tar. He only need so Mashiach will come. We need taharis. So a man becomes a valkyrie. He's going to have to go to the mikveh the following day, and then he waits until the sun sets, and he's tar. A woman who's peileta shichva zara. That means a woman is with her husband. And Pileta Shechva Zera also has a din Valkeri. Also has a din. Now here there's a bigger problem. A man, Pileta Shechva Zera, so he knows, he goes to mikveh that day, and then he's tar. A woman could be Pileta Shechva Zera for 3 days. The Shloisim Agbala was for Pileta Shechva Zera. That a woman could be Pileta Shechva Zera for 3 days. And after 3 days, the Zera is not viable anymore. It's one of Dr. Babbage's favorite, how did Chazal know? Because today science understands that Zera is viable for 72 hours after ejaculation. And Chazal say that, so how did they know? So like he likes to say, they got the information from the manufacturer. You know, God made man, so you know they got the information straight from the manufacturer. But Lamaisa, it's a big problem. How does a woman become tar? She's going to have to wait 3 days. She'd be Pileta Shechva Zera for 3 days. So the Mishnah talks about it. The Mishnah Mikvahs. In Perikei Mishnah Dalit, the Mishnah says, a woman Shimsha V'tavla V'loi Kibet Esbeisa Kilu Loi Tavla. That means a woman who's with her husband, and she goes to the mikveh without cleaning herself out, like kibda spesa. She didn't clean out the house, so to speak. She didn't clean out her body. Kilu leitavla legabi taharis, because of pleita shechva zera. There's no issa to her husband, the pleita shechva zera. But legabi taharis, it's an issue of pleita shechva zera. So kibda, we see the Mishnah saying that before she goes to the mikveh, she has to clean herself out. So what's the machlokes Rashi and Taisus? If a woman has an issa of hashchasa zera, it's beferish mishnah that a woman is not mitzvah in being mashchis zera. Adarabah, kibda spesa, she's supposed to clean herself out to avoid pleita shechva zera. So it's a problem. It's a kasha on Taisus shita, the reshita. It's a kasha that's asked the Rabbi Kivager and the Crazy Placey. And but before I come to that kasha, there are three places brought. One is the Mishnah. One is in Yoredeya. In Simin Kuf Tzadik Vav, in Hilchas Nida, Sif Yud Gimel. So here, I'll tell you the background. We know that a woman who is a Nida needs what we call 5 and 7. She needs 5 days before she starts counting Shiva Nikiyim. And then Shiva Nikiyim, not 5 full days, but the Mixam Kekula in the first day, and then 4 full days, and then Shiva Nikiyim. Now, why does she need 5 days? Now, those who've never learned through the Sugya assume 5 days. Normally, women believe 5 days. That's not true. The halacha is in Shiva Nikiyim that if a woman is Paleta Shechva Zera, she doesn't come also to her husband, but it's not one of the Shiva Nikiyim. It doesn't count as a Yom Naki. Everyone agrees to this. So you should need 3 and 7. That's not really 3 and 7. It's 72 hours. So if a man was boil his wife the first minute of Shkia, 72 hours is 3 days. But typically, if a man's boil his wife 9 o'clock at night, so 72 hours is 4 days that she can be Paleta Shechva Zera. Because the first day is 18 hours, and 24 hours, and 6 hours of the next day. So you always need 4 days. 4 and 7 is Ikar Adin. We have a minig to be machmer 5 and 7, Ramah says, because it might happen Ben Hashmashis. People are going to think it's one day, it's really the other day. So we have a minig 5 and 7, but makom tzayrech we make 4 and 7. You always yishuv in the kiyam, but the point is the whole din of 5 and 7 or 4 and 7 is all as plita shechvezer. The mechaber in Shulchan Aruch brings a daya that if she wants to have shiva nikiyim right away, she'd be mechaber as beisa, she should clean out her guf. And if she cleans out her guf, then she doesn't need to wait the 5 days. Tekaneach yafa yafa la haflit kozera. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. She'd clean herself out well to be maflit the zera. Now, we don't pass them, we pass them a light plug. You always need, even if she wasn't mishamish. But there's such a shita that she should mechabit his base at the kaneach yafa yafa. Vaitage, very sure, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ri, and Taisus, Taisus, the Issach Chasazera. So, what right just to get the Shiva Nakim a few days earlier? That's the second Makar. The third Makar is actually in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim. There's a Magen Avraham in Simitish Tafresh Vav. I believe it's Sivkat Neches. We have a minig to go to the mikveh, Erev Yom Kippur. It's the most, for a man, Bizman Azad, the most obligatory chiyuv mikveh is Erev Yom Kippur. There's a sheet in the Rishayim that a man makes a bracha on that tefillah, he's a Balkari. And it's a chiyuv to go Erev Yom Kippur, to come into Yom Kippur without Tumas Keri. In many, the Rabbanah for sure. In many communities, women also go Erev Yom Kippur. In Borough Park, the Noshim Mikvahs are open. Bechassidim, the women go on Erev Yom Kippur. Here, we open also on Avenue L. For those women who go, they go also as Tumas Keri, because of their Paletah Shechva Zera. Now, what happens? If I do the same thing. Once you have a woman that was Nibala within 3 days, for a man, it's not a problem. Because a man, you boil next day, you go to a mikveh and you tar. But a woman, she has the problem for 72 hours. So Vaita, the Magen Avraham says, Tekaneach yafa yafa, she should clean herself out well, and then she could go to the mikveh. He says, Rak, loy samach levesta, not in the time that she might become, she's likely to be pregnant, she shouldn't do it. But otherwise, she should clean herself out well, and go to the mikveh. So we have now 3 makaris, a Mishnah Mikvahs, which is the strongest, the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen Avraham, which all seem to indicate, not like the Ri, that a woman is allowed, there's not mitzvah on being Mashchiz Zera Baila. So this is a difficulty. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Kresi Uplesi argue in Hilchas Nida how to resolve the issue. Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger is Tshuva Ayin Beis, the first volume. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, when it says tichbar aspesa, it means bayis hachitzayim. It doesn't mean in the uterus. It means the bayis hachitzayim. She clean out the vaginal canal, what we call the proizdar. And she cleaned that out, and that's an effect becoming pregnant. You don't become pregnant from zera there. The zera in the uterus that you don't clean out, because that's a yissa hashkos. Rabbi Kiva Eger himself says it doesn't shim with the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said not to do a Samach Levesta because you're going to disrupt pregnancy. It doesn't fit with the Magen Avraham. And he himself asks on himself, what does it even help? Lamaila should be put to Shechva Zera from the uterus. Vaita, she's going to have a problem. What does it help to clean the Bayis Hachitza? He says if you clean the Bayis Hachitza, she'll be margish. If the uterus is maflit, she'll feel it. So she'll know. But anyway, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger Shita. The Kresi Uplesi in Hilchas Nida on Sivuk Kuf Tzadi Vav disagrees. It means cleaning out the Bayis Hapnimi. He says it's not Shchiach pregnancy for the next 72 hours. Immediately after Tashmish, it's more Shchiach. So the Ri says, right after Tashmish, she shouldn't be Mashchas Zera. But the next morning, to clean herself out, even the Makam HaPnimi HaGuf, if she didn't clean herself out, then that's mutter, because it's already not so shchiach, so the Ri would be maskim to this answer. So this is, it's not mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch at all, but that's the, I guess, the level of disagreement about this topic.
Allowed to be aware if his wife uses the mother's, yes, because
He's aware she learned no. So therefore he knows.
So we're going to learn. Pesachei Tshuva Beis talks about a woman being Mashra Zera Bala without her husband being aware of it. So we'll get to it on the next page in the Pesachei Tshuva Beis. So we'll get to it probably next week. Okay? Good to everybody. We have to shave if we're learning it.